Recent rain showers and melting snow may turn the Deschutes River into a threat for Tumalo residents and other low-lying areas. Local officials say the water volume may increase by as much as 12% by Wednesday.
The Oregon State Water Master and the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office conducted door-to-door notifications Sunday to residences that may be affected along the Deschutes River in the Tumalo area.
That's Sheriff Sergeant Mark Eggert. He says that various irrigation canals are scheduled to start diverting water early next week, and that may help alleviate high water concerns. He says there has been no talk so far about actual evacuations, but that will depend on how much the water level goes up. Bend-based Les Schwab Tire Center says they will open 5 stores in the Denver metro area by September. Dale Thompson, chief marketing officer for Les Schwab, says research shows a strong potential customer base in the Mile High City. The company, which began in Prineville in 1952, currently has 434 locations in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, California, Nevada, and Utah. They also hope to add more stores in Central California, including one or two in San Jose. Les Schwab moved their headquarters to Bend in 2008. It's one of the largest independent tire businesses in the country. Some 400 Deschutes County residents who have received extended unemployment benefits for the past 2 years will lose them on April 7th. Craig Spivey with the Oregon Department of Employment says the extended benefits program was implemented when the unemployment rate reached a certain level. People became eligible for the program once they had exhausted all emergency unemployment compensation. The statewide employment rate is now 8.8%, and that means extended benefits will end.
At one time, at its height, we had well over 200,000 people receiving unemployment benefits around Oregon, and now we're around 120,000. So our numbers on our rolls have dropped significantly.
Spivey says they keep in contact with those receiving benefits and encourage them to go to any employment center for help finding work. Two Democrats are running for the Attorney General post since John Kroger will not seek another term because of health reasons. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blair talked with one of the candidates.
Ellen Rosenblum and Dwight Holton will square off during the May primary. Rosenblum was in Bend last weekend highlighting her legal and judicial career in the state of Oregon. She retired from the Oregon Court of Appeals last year and would bring 22 years of experience to the AG's office.
I want to be the people's Attorney General. I want to look out for our most vulnerable citizens, our families, our struggling families, those who've lost their jobs, those who have lost their homes. I want to look out for our senior citizens. I want to look out for our families, our kids, and our small businesses that are struggling as well.
The Republicans did not run a candidate for Attorney General, so the winner of the May primary will be Oregon's new Attorney General. If Rosenblum wins, she would be Oregon's first female Attorney General. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Well, the tax filing deadline is rapidly approaching. Are you ready? Richard Panik, that's a perfect name for an IRS representative, with the IRS says the due date is April 17th, a couple of days later than usual. But he urges you to not procrastinate because you could miss deductions that could add to your refund.
Folks who's had their income cut because unemployment or salary reductions, they should take a look and see if they might be eligible for some of the tax credits that in previous years they weren't eligible for.
He says there is a wealth of information on filing taxes available on the agency's website. That's irs.gov. The Oregon legislature bought into Governor John Kitzhaber's ideas for redesigning the state's health care system for low-income patients. Now, it's about to become plain how many Oregon care providers are ready to put his vision into practice. Regional organizations that want a piece of the redesigned Oregon health plan must declare their intentions to the state by the end of today or miss their chance until next year. The state is also counting on up to $2.5 billion in federal money, but the Obama administration has not yet said how much, if any, will be available. And a California bank has sued Shiloh Inns and owner Mark Hemstreet, saying he and three of his inns defaulted on loans of $5 million. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford has that story.
The hotels are in Seaside, Newburgh, and at the Rose Garden in Portland. The federal court suit says Mark Hemstreet also missed interest payments on a $5 million line of credit. The Oregonian reports that California Bank and Trust is asking for a receiver to take possession of the properties. The company's general counsel, Wes Rayborn, says Shiloh is confident it can work out a solution with the bank. Shiloh currently lists 43 locations in 10 western states.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Yeah, Ben's Shiloh Inn, by the way, not affected by the closure. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com, and we'll get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.